Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Stevens Radio Show with co-host Almighty All Yours, Ron Yarbrough, Stroud, Chicago, locally in Houston. Ron Yarbrough.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Ron,
sir.
Yarbrough,
yes, sir.
Former player.
How you doing today, my man? You good?
I'm doing good. I've been tired, man. I had a situation years ago in a vehicle. And I took some medicine, and I've been sleep all day today. Even though I've been moving around, but I've been asleep. So after the show, I'm gonna make sure I get some. I'm gonna get some rest. That's the main thing, you know.
That's mandatory. Mandatory.
Hold on one second. Yeah. Welcome to the Stevens Radio Show. Who's calling?
My name is Vivian.
Hello.
Hi.
Shalom. Welcome. How you doing? We have Ron Yarbrough on the phone. Welcome to the Stevenson Radio Show. And the topic tonight, do you think people can have faith but not believe in God? But talk to me, Vivian. How you doing? Vivian Yarbrough.
I'm doing
Vivian.
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Yarbrough?
I thought I'd check in and call into this.
Okay.
I believe a lot of people have faith if they don't believe in God. Not everybody
mm-hmm.
believes in God, and they have good faith, good morals, good belief.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your belief. So you believe you can have faith but not believe in God.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I truly believe in God, but I know a lot of good people that don't believe in God, but they still,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have good morals, they have good manners. They do a lot of good things for the world, and
mm-hmm.
so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you think those? Do you think those? Vivian, do you think that? First of all, how's your evening going?
I'm sorry.
How's your evening going,
what
Vivian? How's your
it's
evening
good.
Going,
good.
Vivian?
It's going
great. Hey, y'all, bro. Yeah, bro.
I used to
work with Vivian with Ford years ago. Vivian.
Okay.
Vivian is she speak her mind. She's very confident in what she does and what she do, and fearless. And she's a fantastic person.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. Vivian, this is Ron Yarbrough, co-host with the Cleveland with the Jets.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh yeah,
I'm
Ryan
well.
Yarbrough, co-host.
I'm well.
That's right.
I am well. Hey, you know what? You know, before I even get all the way into you, Stevie, because we forgot to give Shawnee Morrell that shout out and some of the sponsors, because Shawnee just got a new deal. Overseas, man. Absolutely. Vivian, give us one second.
Shawnee Morrell Holtz. You can go ahead, Ron. You said Shawnee Morrell Holtz has a new deal. You said
contract. I believe it's a new publishing deal, new marketing deal overseas. I'd be lying if I told you the exact, because I don't
mm-hmm.
know all the particulars or anything like that. But she just She just inked a new deal last week, man. Yeah. For
congratulations,
overseas, she got
man.
Picked up. Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
International. Yes. International Shunning. That's awesome, guys. So make sure you guys check her music out. You can find Shana Marie Holt's Instagram, Facebook. She's open for bookings. Catch her when she can. You see right now she's on her way out the country. So in the UK, London, that's where she's at, y'all, bro, UK, London. So make sure you check her out. Also, too, for your golfers, switchgripsusa.com. And also, too, check out R&D Golf. Also, to Dinosaur Tire, if you're in the south southern Florida area, or if you want some wheels, y'all, bro, that you need to order, go to Dinosaur Tire. Reach these guys at 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 33334. Phone number 954-772-5585. Also, to Vivian and y'all, bro, I went to the eye doctor today. My vision has caught up with me. I can see far all but close. Within 2 feet range, I can't see. I can't see. So that's why I was reading kind of slow. But back to Vivian. Vivian.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Okay.
Yes, I'm listening.
And my belief is that it's kind of hard to have faith if you don't believe in God. And my belief is that you can't have faith and not believe in God. Now, you said there are some people that I consider those people you read it off and you just kind of go into detail, specifics. My belief is that they believe in faith. You can believe in faith. They have confidence. Okay? They're confident in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have faith in themselves. But they don't have faith in themselves. They have confidence. Because faith is something that you can't see. You know, so I agree with you. You and I are on the same page, but there's other people that don't believe in God, or they feel like people can have faith but not believe in God. Me personally, I don't think you can do so. Because the fact is, I don't, because the fact, Ron may be different. I don't know. I just feel like you can't, because the fact is that you can't have faith. Faith is something that you can't see. And faith, even in faith, that's a higher being. Okay, the definition of faith is a complete trust and confidence, or confidence in someone or something. That's one thing they said. Strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehensions rather than proof. That's one thing. And I'm going to go back to something else that was written in the real book. But there's a lot of people, they have confidence. They may say they have faith, but they have confidence because they don't believe in a higher power.
Mm.
Rob, what do you think about that? And then we'll let Vivian go ahead. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
I agree with you when you look at it like that.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
No,
so,
no.
Everything
that you're saying is true, Stevie, to answer your question. And I more so touch on the second part of the definition. What you're talking about is, like you said, you can't see faith, you know, let's say it's blind faith. And that's a feeling, you know, like you say, a confidence feeling or a secureness in what you're doing, or like I said, having confidence in something or someone or something. Okay. Believing
right.
it is gonna get done. Believing that,
right.
you know, that Stevie going to make that catch on this post, you know what I mean, on the flat
right.
pattern, you know what I mean? That's having faith.
Right.
I know that Stevie can do it. You see what I'm saying? Me on the sideline
mm-hmm.
saying that, or me on the opposite side of the field, seeing the ball going
mm-hmm.
there, I got faith that Stevie going to catch that ball. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or having faith, you know, on whatever the case may be, which doesn't necessarily have to have a religious connotation attached to it
as Vivian
like I thought, okay, as Vivian was saying earlier, you know, about she knows people, as we all do, that don't believe in God, but they have basic, you know, basic common sense morals, You know, they treat other people right. You know, and
they may
be a better person to you than somebody that does believe in God. You know, because
that's true.
You know, yeah, because what it comes down to, and I'm not gonna keep talking a whole lot right now because I know we got a couple other points that we have to touch on. But sometimes a person that believes in God or is very religious may not do what they're supposed to be doing according to their teachings, you know, or their beliefs or their readings. So therefore, you're not any better than the next person, you know, when it comes down to it, because we can't judge, you know, we're not supposed to be judging other people. All we can do is judge how people treat us, you know, do you want to allow it or not. But yeah, but faith is blind, as you said, and you can have faith without believing, you know, in God, because some people don't believe in the same God, first of all, you know. So we can go on and on about that, but I don't want to touch on, you know, on some of the pieces that we have to go over right quick.
What do you think, Vivian? What do you think about, did you grow up with believing in God in your household?
Oh, yeah.
I can talk to you like this. Yeah, okay. I can talk to Vivian like that, guys, because I know. But go ahead, Vivian. I'm asking you a question. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I believe in God. I grew up, you know, praying all the time and going to church, and we were born and raised Catholic. And, you know, I truly believe in it. I mean, I've been in a really bad accident and prayed that I would get out of the hospital, and I did. I feel like if I didn't pray that faith wouldn't have come through and believe in that.
Right.
There's many other times, you know, that we all pray. I mean, you see all over the news, all over social media, all over, you know, speaking to family and friends, people, oh, say a prayer for so-and-so. They're hurt in the hospital. Say a prayer for so-and-so. You know, so I do believe in it. I was just saying that some people do good things, but the meaning of faith, I agree with you. It's a spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So it's a strong belief in God. So I personally do believe in God. I believe in praying. So if that answered your question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, see,
trust, confidence in someone or something. So it's almost like having, you know, belief and confidence in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much time you have with us tonight? You just call in briefly to speak to us? That's what you were doing?
Yeah. I just happened to go on Facebook and I saw your post. And I've been thinking about you and seeing how you're doing, and it said it's going on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. I happened to call
and I was like,
oh, that's a good topic. Yeah.
The Viv.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, Viv, because,
I love it.
Let me tell you something. This young lady, Yarbrough, like I said, I had the pleasure to work with her when I stopped playing ball, and I never forget. I got into an interview. We had a in Michigan. We had to come up there, and it was like a weekend of like training. And
training.
I came in and I sat down, and you see all the young ladies and a couple of guys, and the owners are actually like three sisters and they have a brother, right? So I walked in and sat down, trying to find a seat. You know, everybody was looking around, you know. And I sat down. I came in and sat down. She said, and Vivian said, come right here. Come sit over here. I'm like, I said, she's loud. I was like, she was just so outspoken, right? So, I was like, okay. And I sat down. And doing that, and from right there, from that point, any questions, anything, she was just, she had it laid out for me. She was watching over me from day one, and that's what I love about Vivian, and we've been best of friends ever since. And this girl, we had a lot of trips together on the road, and I can't thank enough for it. And that's why I always call her the Viv, you know, so. Yeah, Vivian.
Yeah.
Vivian Shalom. Yeah. So Hey, Oblivion, I'm glad you called in. I mean, it's, I know I don't know if you have to run, but if you do, I mean, next time, next show, we want to going forward, want you to call in. Don't be, you know, call in. Don't be disappearing on me. Call in. Want to hear you. You know.
I will. I will. And keep having that faith. Believe in God.
That's right, Divya. Vivian Shalal, guys, out of Michigan, out of Michigan, Vivian. Can't beat her. Thanks again, Vivian. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys take care.
All right, Vivian. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys,
bye-bye.
Have a good
Vivian. Yeah, Vivian's awesome, man. You know what? Also,
sound like she's a
I'm going to talk to Vivian
sound
a
like
long
a
time.
Good
What's
spirit.
That?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds like
yeah,
a good
yeah,
fit,
yeah.
Very welcoming. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, too?
Heart,
you're coming
yeah.
off, and I was coming off, you know, we're coming off from people, for your audience, like, you come off professional sports, and you, when you, it was rough kind of like dealing with the norm, because you put yourself high of a pedestal. People don't understand unless you've been there. Not in a bad way. It's just a lot of things are there for you. Everywhere you turn, you need it, it's there. And I needed help a lot of different ways, and Vivian was there for it. It was just like God put in my place, you know, put me there for a reason, and just took off from there. So, and I can't thank that team Forward with experience, the agency I work with, promoting Forward. I can't think of enough. But yeah, bro, I want to read something because you know, let's get into some other some biblical. Terms on faith, mm-hmm. and then I want to read you the story about this young lady. I'm not going to mention the name on here, her name, but I'm going to mention something about this. But Matthew 21st, the 22nd verse, ESV, it says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Say it again now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you see that? Okay, so Matthew 21st through 22nd verse. It's in the book. It said, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." And that's my point. You can't have faith without believing in a high power.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No,
without a question. Now, Romans 10th chapter 17th verse, it says this. It says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Okay, all this faith is wrapped, right? Is wrapped on up, right? All right, so we'll go down here to Hebrews. I'm going to give you two more to this. Hebrews 11, chapter 1st verse, it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for." That's what you were saying a while ago, the conviction of things not seen. Like you were saying, like, I know it can make this catch. I know it can make this catch. I know it can. In fact, before you see it, you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it can happen. Okay? It's all right around the book. All right? Now, James, 2nd chapter 19th verse, it says, "You believe that God is one. You do well." Okay? If you believe that God is one, you do well. You do well. Even though demons believe. And shudder. We'll say it again. James, 2nd chapter, 19th verse, said, "You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and to shudder." Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Luke, last one. Luke 1st chapter, 13th verse, it says, "For nothing will be impossible without God." Okay? This is all faith. This is all faith. This is the building block of faith. Why'd you say it? This is how faith was created. Why I just read right here. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out right here. I'm gonna give you some percentages, and then I'm gonna read the story. No, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this first. I'm gonna read the story, and then give you the percentages. Just we came up with this after I just read the Bible verses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all go check this out. All right, this lady says, "I was baptized but never confirmed. I don't recall it being a conscious decision by me to reject Catholicism, but rather as a family. Okay? She said, we all began drifting away from the church. I was around six. She said she was around a certain age. Say she's around 15 when I really started to question my belief in God. And I was lucky enough to be raised in a household without pressure to be a believer. I see that's what went wrong. Now she said she was, this lady said she was lucky without being pressured to believe, to believe in a believer. That's wrong. She's already off track. Okay, I had the right to question and think for myself. That's another mistake. See, when you're young, Yabro, listen, God leave older people in life, in your life for a reason, to correct your knuckleheadness. Okay? See, yeah. I'm going to say it again for you, listen. God put elderly people in our life to correct our knuckleheadness. Okay? That's what that's for. Okay?
Yes.
So, now let me go back over here. Let me go back over here. So, we'll go back. Now, this lady said she had the right at a young age to question and think for herself. She said, now I consider myself a former Catholic and a current atheist. I'm a humanist. Okay? That's from all this other stuff now. I'm a secularist. I don't believe in a higher purpose, but I do think my life has meaning. I don't find comfort in thinking someone has a plan for my life. I don't think things happen for a reason either. Okay? This X is all we can find, X's, okay? I don't think there's life after death. This is another X. I am perfectly content with that. That's another X. I have faith. It's just not in God. Now, see, for your audience, this is like going to a dinner around potential business deal owners, etc. And everyone has, they said they want you to dress appropriate. They want you to dress business attire. And you come in there with some dirty old jeans on, and you forgot to take a bath, and you're barefooted. But you want a deal. You know what I'm saying, Yarbrough? You're never getting no deal. This is how backwards you have some people out here living. Okay? Some of these same very backwards people are that you working up under. Now, I'm not trying to talk about nobody. I'm just saying backwards people. That can be, that's a plural. Okay? Okay? I'm not specifically talking about anyone, but I'm just saying there are people out there just that backwards. Now, she was thankful that she can make her own decisions at 15 to 16 years of age. And don't believe that you're here for a reason or things happen for a reason. And she says she believes faith. She has faith that's just not in God. You can't have that. You can't have it. It doesn't work that way. No, she has confidence. And your confidence can run short as a human being. And I think all of us know that. Your confidence is going to go so far. You can't predict what's going to happen next week. All you can do, a lot of things you can have faith and believe in, prayer, for it to go through. My mom used to say this all the time, y'all, bro. I'm going to let you talk because this right here, I found this article and I wanted to just read it for the audience. My mom used to say this. There are some things in life, y'all, bro, you just can't, you can't help. You got to let God handle it. And leave it in God's hand. And when you try to go, when you go try to jump in and do for God, you're going to mess up. Let him take control of it. Let him unravel it, put it in place. And I always said, when God puts your hands on you, nothing nobody else can do. Nothing. I want to read that to you, y'all, bro, and get that out. I know it's going off a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is the thing.
No.
You got to understand this. I'm going to say this right here. Young adults can't even choose a president until age 18. You know that, right? But at age 15 or 16, this girl chooses not to believe in God. I'm going to say it again. Young adults can't even choose a president until age 18. But at age 15 to 16, this girl chose not to believe in God. She didn't even have spiritual maturity. Her parents should have guided her, period. Now, I'm thankful that. I'm thankful, y'all, bro, that my parents, we had to go to church. And we had to go to church. Guys, I won't tell my age, but I was remember to go to church sometime, and all you hear is just clapping and stomping the feet and the singing. No music, no. And then I remember when they came out with the organ. The organ was just like coming out with a hybrid vehicle, y'all, bro. You know, the organ was off the chain. You know what I'm talking about. That organ, that day, that organ came out, that organ was off the chain. So...
Yeah,
that organ is like, ooh, that organ. You know, the piano is nice, but the organ it was different. You have some right people play it, you know. So that's the way, that's going way back. But also, too, I remember the times, too, even some you and I need to get into on a serious note is a Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School, my next door neighbor, his grandfather used to make sure we hit Vacation Bible School. Now, all I remember is going there, you know, drinking punch and eating cookies, but it's a thing being there. Being there was and I still think of him. I appreciate it forever to the day I die. I appreciate that. And I tell people, we make so many mistakes as human beings all through the week, through months, through years. Sometimes you have to get on your knees and pray and get in the church sometime to wash all that dirt off. Because all of us, we just have so much dirt on us. You got to wash it off. But go ahead, y'all, bro. I'm sorry I took off running.
Don't let it get in you. Let it stay in you. Let it stay in you. It's like that. You know me, I can listen. Touching back on a few things.
Okay.
First, the article that you were reading on. Yeah. 15, 16 years old, you know, once again,
right.
you're not even developed as, you know, as a human being. You know, you're still developing physically. Definitely mentally, as we're always developing, you know, mentally, but You're still growing mentally. There's no telling what's going on, you know, with you, especially a young lady at that particular age. She's going through some body changes, and her confidence, you know, confidence could be going one way or the other. And it sounded like in that article that you read that she, you know, was kind of contradicting herself in certain areas. But bottom line, it sounded like she was, you know, kind of angry, and not because she didn't believe in God, but from some of the other things that she was reciting. Okay. And by that, I mean, like I was saying earlier, people believe in God and still are angry. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
just like people that don't believe in God, a lot of things come down to, you know, to the person, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we all know people. We all know people here, both you and I, you know, people that went to church every day, day in, day out, year in, year out, and still wind up, you know, in certain situations, whether it's, you know, on the bottle, on the pipe, behind bars, whatever the case may be, you know,
mm-hmm.
they still wind up, I went to church every day, blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Right.
But, and once again, on the flip side, people that don't believe in God, it, you know, that's, once again, it's a touchy situation, but on the flip side, it's not, because me and you are talking about it right now, and me and you, we don't necessarily judge like that. But that's what I took from that article, that the young lady was angry. One, yeah, as long as you're under your parents' household, you know, and they're supporting you and they're providing for you, you're pretty much going to live or have to live by the rules, put it that particular way. Now,
mm-hmm.
if your parents don't, you know, it's not, once again, it's not about forcing anything on anybody, you know, parents, the child, whatever the case may be. But when you're living in a household, you have certain rules that you have to abide by, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 15, especially when you're 15, 16, I know when I was 15 and 16, couldn't nobody touch me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it came down to. I don't care. I didn't care about a whole lot, you know, when I was at that particular age. So anything that came out of my mouth, any type of action, it was like whatever, you know, because I'm 15 or 16 again. And having faith, getting back on the subject that we're talking about, you know, in the topic for tonight, getting back on the faith side, she, even now to this day, I mean, she may have converted, you know, to this day. I don't know if she's still 15 or 16, but, you know, you grow and you look at life differently. You look at life differently when you start having children, start having a family, and things of that nature. So taking an article and some things that a 15, 16-year-old said, that
mm-hmm.
that sounds very angry. That is, you know, that can be misconstrued. But to have faith and to know that everything is going to be all right, like the next to last verse that you spoke about out of the James,
right?
Being at one, okay? Because my beliefs, I believe in higher power. I believe that, like I was saying, as God. Some people pray to Jesus. Some people pray to Buddha. Some people pray to Allah. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm.
People have different names. People have different names for their God. But most people do believe that there's a higher power. And a lot of times, even on top of that, and I'm touching on the one about James at being at one, is knowing that God is in you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And being at one with your God that you believe in, and talking to yourself, you know, and praying to God, because when you're praying, and once again, these are my beliefs and these are my understandings, okay? Because when you're praying to yourself and you're talking to self, okay, where God is at all places. Because when I was a child, I didn't understand a lot of that stuff, okay? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
how am I here praying? Because sometimes, if once again, if you don't have faith, or if you don't necessarily have a belief system, sometimes them prayers aren't answered. You know, sometimes them prayers could be falling on deaf ears. All right,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the belief in the faith comes in. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, how can I be praying? Well, just like Santa Claus. Okay, how's Santa Claus gonna come to my house tonight? And he gotta
mm-hmm.
go all across the world. okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like with God when I was young. And we all have different thought processes, okay? But I can remember my thought processes as a child and thinking, man, how can I get some of these answers, okay? And my dad was there, obviously, and I talked to him about a lot of things, and he'd break things down to me to the point to where, okay, I have a better understanding, but also knowing that at an early age, too, because not just knowing and understanding, but also my dad would tell me, I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated
right.
him for that.
Right.
I may have gotten mad at the time because I'm like, you just don't feel like answering my question. But
mm-hmm.
once again, as you get some age on you, past 15, past 16, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You realize that, you know, all answers, well, all questions cannot be answered, you know, all the not with a yes or a no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some certain types of beliefs and certain type of faith that you have in what you're asking for, you know, or what you believe in. You have to have faith because, once again, getting back to us and us talking about, you know, our athletic past and still now to this day, you have to have faith in anything, whether it's business, whether it's life. Okay, I have faith that if I do this, this will be the result. If I stop eating a certain way, or if I start exercising, I'll be able to lose these pounds that I'm talking about. Okay,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be. Okay, that's just an example right there.
Right,
but yeah.
there's a point too
mm-hmm.
in life. There's that you can't do no more, and you have to
that
leave
too.
It in God's
right.
hand.
Exactly.
And then that's when
exactly.
that's when
yep.
the real deal kick in.
Yep.
You see, that's when the higher power kick in. You see,
that's
because
that's
a lot of
real
people,
faith.
You understand
mm-hmm.
when you're doubting a higher power, a lot of it's too the lack of experiences, whether
yeah.
that you've been through in life, that's negative
yeah.
or positive, but mostly experiences that you had no control of that came at you negative, that you had to battle with. Like,
mm-hmm.
why me? Why am I
mm-hmm.
doing this? Okay, no
mm-hmm.
one can see what I'm seeing. They can't see what I'm seeing. Like, you don't see what I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing. So now
mm-hmm.
I have to kick in even harder and pray for a higher power, so then to pull me out where I'm pull me out, because if people don't see it, their mind's not working, they don't see what I see, they're blind. That's why the other part, the higher power, kicks in on that part. A lot of it's people lack of, and I'm not saying experience. I'm saying situations,
understanding. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people haven't
mm-hmm.
been. You have a lot of people. Burst about all the time. My younger brother. A lot of times, a lot of people, they go through their whole life. They haven't been through. They go to work.
Right.
They may get a light bill shut off. You know what I mean? They may. Okay, everyone's going to die. That's still a traumatic event. Number one. But besides
right.
that, they really haven't experience of really going through that much, most people. But that's why they lack in faith and lack in understanding that it's a higher being.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to get to that situation, trust me. You don't want to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe that is a higher power because, again, you have no control of yourself leaving this world. I'm sorry. And things do happen for a reason. Okay, and that's another topic. We can definitely break that down. I'm gonna give you some religious, some percentages right quick, y'all, bro. It said religious conversations
okay.
always seem to create tension and arguments. 28% says that religious conversations always seem to create tensions and arguments. And I think everyone
mm-hmm.
listening understand that, even at their workforce, their friends, it does. I'm not religious, and I don't care about these kinds of topics. That's what you're talking about a while ago. That some
mm-hmm.
people think that way. 20% think mm-hmm. that way. They said, I'm not religious and I don't care about these topics. 17% of the people says this, I'm put off by how religion has been politicized.
Mm-hmm.
All right, politicized. I'm put off by that. 17% also says, I don't feel like I know enough to talk about religious or spiritual topics. Now, see, Yabo, you understand when people come from the South, we had a discussion, we lack in jobs. We lack mm-hmm. in, you have a lot of rural areas. People live out in the country and no man's land. You guys consider from the city, like, I'm not going those woods. But yet people live out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things, these people visually and things that they've seen that went and have to believe in prayer to see changes in life they've seen. Now, a lot of people in the city don't understand that because the fact is they're always distracted. I'm not saying in a bad way. They're always at work. They're always on a routine. They go their whole life like that. They're dead and gone. Then the family, they're dead and gone. Then the grandkid, they're dead and gone. It's just nonstop. Well, you go into the country, a lot of people, it's slow. It's slower. Then that's a lot of people, they're not getting, they want jobs, they want this, but a lot of people can't get to it, don't know the right, have the right access to get to it. So they lose a lot in life financially. They put themselves in a different situation, ball game. Also, too, the only thing they know how to do is pray to help themselves to move forward. And they start seeing the difference. They start seeing how faith works. They start seeing, they understand, they can see better. And I think that's why I use these percentages are so off. 7% say, I don't want to be known as a religious person. 7%. All right?
Mm-hmm.
6% says, Yarbrough said, I don't know how to talk about religious or spiritual topics without sounding weird. Okay, 6% says that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, right. And it says, 5% said, I'm afraid people will see me as a fanatic or extremist. 5% says that. Okay. And the other 5% said, I'm embarrassed by the way religious language has been used in popular culture. Now, you have all these people embarrassed to do all this, but they're so quick to be publicized all evilness and after each other in life. Talk about
right.
people, bring people down. But you're afraid to talk about religion, even say your prayers. See, what that word I said a while ago? What type of people it is? What
knuckleheadedness.
I said,
knuckleheadedness.
Knuckleheadedness mm-hmm. people.
mm-hmm.
And it's true. Knuckleheadedness. Okay? All ages.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And this is the thing, too. You say, why are people embarrassed to talk about faith but not embarrassed the curse? You see? They're not embarrassed the curse,
yeah.
But they're embarrassed to talk about faith. You see, a lot of people are knuckleheadedness. Okay? Knuckleheadedness. All right? It's it. Number 5, it's it. The 4%, it says, I've been hurt by religious conversations in the past. That's 4%. Another 4% said, religious language and jargon feels cheesy and outdated. 4% says that. So a lot of people was like, you know what? My job is my religion and my faith. As long as my job is there, I believe in the next man paying me or woman paying me. And for your audience, when I say man, even I was talking to that young lady I talked about, that's all too. That could be characterized as a man too. So when we say some man or woman, majority of the time we're talking, 100% of the time we're talking about both, unless you specifically say other words.
Right.
Yeah. So you look at these percentages, y'all, bro. I mean, there are people at the point these days, they're fearful to even talk about do they believe in faith? Do you think, you know, faith or and categorizing that with God, they even want to talk about it. They want to talk about religion now. But that's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I said a long time ago, the devil's winning.
They said them demons you were talking about earlier.
Demons. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the world is covered with them, and our youth is getting covered. But guess who's going to pay the price for our youth getting covered? We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are. The adults, we're going to pay the price for that. Not telling the kids the truth. Letting them watch what they want to watch on television. Let them do what they want to do. Same as you said a while ago, the young girl, realistically, she's angry. Her parents let her go too far. Okay? You can do and think for yourself. Okay. Go to New York at a young age and let you do and think for yourself and see what happened to you.
Yeah.
Or go to L.A. See how hard it's going to be. We go out there. We're gonna put you out there with. We're gonna put you on a bus, and you get there, not gonna make it. You're gonna be running, screaming, trying to get back to get help. Because man will quit on you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's woman and man. They'll quit on you, but God won't quit.
Now, y'all go. It's no coincidence tonight's show episode is a number. You know what number it is, right? And I thought about this, came out number 66. However, your topic is about faith and believers. 66.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk about these numbers at 6. Pay attention to the 6. A lot of people don't believe in it, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are correct, okay? They're true. But also, too, percentage-wise, y'all, bro, I'm going to go over here and then we're going to I'll have a few other things and let you finish it out. Percentage said the people who don't talk very often about faith offer different reasons, but most of these fall into a broad category. You have different categories. I'm going to hold off on that right there, y'all, bro. I'm talking about that. Religious conversations always seem to create tension. We talked about that, or arguments. And we said that's 28% causes tension. And also, it says, I'm put off by how religion has been politicized. We talked about that 17%. So these are things we were talking about with the percentages earlier. And it's like people now don't even want to talk about what we're talking about. Don't want to discuss it, but it's so much power in it. This is like the root. This is like the root of life, roof of guidance. This is the root of guidance. A topic so simple but so powerful.
Yeah.
It's powerful, y'all, bro. This is a serious topic, but people. Yeah, go ahead.
No, because touching on some of the percentages that you were talking about. And one of the things that you had said was, you know, talking about when people don't want to talk about certain things because they may feel out of place, or they may feel as if they don't necessarily know what they're talking about, or they might think that people may view them as crazy, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I'm including multiple religions, because on the show we try to be as, you know, as open as possible and include as many people as possible and not exclude certain categories. And I'm saying that to say each and every religion was based off of, or, you know, the Messiah, or the great one of the religion that started the religion was viewed as crazy or outcast. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, it's true.
You know,
Say it again.
Jesus, Muhammad, you know, any and every religion, you know, was based off of someone or something, okay, that didn't go with, you know, with the grain. Okay, with everybody else, you know, they were viewed as outcasts. They were viewed as, you know, crazy, don't know what they're talking about, whatever. Okay, but the message was sent down to them and through them to spread it. Okay, so I'm a historian first and foremost. When it comes down to everything, I like to know the origin of any and everything. Just like right now, college football, 150 years. You know, it hasn't always been this way. You have to know where it started from and how it has evolved. So basically, over the years, you know, since we're talking about God and faith, everything has evolved over years, and it's where it is now, and that's why, you know, some of the percentages are the way they are, you know, like you're saying. And that's why people don't necessarily want to talk about it, or they don't necessarily feel as if they know about it, or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But we have to be open. We have to be open. We have to be transparent in order to continue to evolve and be at peace one way or the other. You know, it has to be some type of understanding, like we were talking about earlier.
Let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
If they were sick on their deathbed, you think they would be asking a question then?
No. That goes back to the day one. You know what I mean? They ask them for help now. You know what I mean?
Right. They ask for help now. See. See, now you ask for help. Now I need all the help I can get now. But see, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying about people that's distracted, not in a bad way. They're always busy. They don't have time. They workaholics.
Right.
It's okay, to be workaholics. It's okay, but I'm saying you're going. You're like Energizer Bunny. So you never have time.
Yeah.
You don't see anything. You're just going. Those are the people until something happened. And the first thing you say, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
No, what God are you talking about? Because I don't know. You know, what are you talking about now? I mean, now you're looking for him.
Yeah.
But you're looking for him now. You're looking for somebody now. But that's my point. See, neither one of us know what's going to happen down the road. I mean, down the road in years to come. That's why you do your best to treat people right. But also, too, you want the same respect that people, you know, you want respect, too, from others.
Yeah.
And if they're acting fool, you just got to get away. Some you can get away from, some you can't. But, in order, though, a lot of this, too, which comes first, faith or belief? Belief comes before faith. All abstract knowledge is based on belief. Faith is related to belief because it supplies the conviction that the and belief is true. And I'm going to read this too, and I'm going to let you I have so many notes, man. I don't even know how good. All right, let me see something. Let me go with this right here. It said, no faith, none believer. If you don't believe in God, then you don't believe in heaven or hell. If you don't believe in heaven and hell, then you don't believe in God, good and evil. Okay? If you don't believe in heaven and hell, then you don't believe in good and evil. If you don't believe in good and evil, then you don't believe in right or wrong. See, you can't see. All this runs together. Okay, it runs together. You can't be one without the other. You may want to. That's why your cylinders. That's why you're not hitting on all your cylinders in life. Something's missing. You got a fuse going bad. Something's off. Right. If you don't believe in right or wrong, then what keeps you from doing wrong? Then you don't believe in life after this. Then what is your guide compass? Why do right? You see, so these are the things that you're facing and what's going through. Now,
how to keep your faith alive. Life is hard. Difficulties tempt us, of course. Okay? St. Thomas Aquinas said, to enter in heaven, continually prayer is necessary after baptism. Although our sins are forgiven by God, there are still temptations to attack us within and the world, and the devil attack us from outside. Okay. This is what's going on. You have to keep your faith. Listen, like we talked about, Yago, faith ties in with God. And you have people out there today, like we just discussed earlier about this story, about this particular person, that you have people like that, that's the boss of you, that's running the country in certain positions somewhere. God is one thing, M-O-N-E-Y. That's their faith, money. And listen, it's awesome to have money, okay? But also, too, you got to understand, things will happen in your life that money can't buy. Only person can buy it and get it outright is God. And my God, of course, is Jesus Christ. Whoever you believe in, that's you. But I'm saying is you can't do anything without it. Well, I'm going to let you close it out. For your listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm going to let Ron Yarbrough, all pro, all yours, Yarbrough, Chicago finest, smoothest. I'm going to let you finish, Yarbrough.
Well, okay. Well, to finish everything off and to conclude everything, as Stevie has said and broke down so eloquently, that you have to have faith. And you have to believe in order to achieve. You have to understand and know what's going on the inside and listen to yourself and listen to God as you're praying. Because if you come on the outside unprotected, then the devils, the demons, whatever you want to call them, can get to you. Okay, and that comes from not having faith, not believing in self, not believing in something that will continue to push you through, because we as human beings, we can only do so much, okay, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever the case may be, but there always will be higher powers that will guide us and it will direct us if we can sit back and learn how to listen to them versus all the other outside forces. So in other words, continue to cleanse yourself on the inside, be able to listen to yourself on the inside, because that is what is going to come on the outside. So have a wonderful evening, rest of the evening, have a wonderful rest of the week. And until we talk to you again next week, or until you tune in with us next week, continue to be blessed, continue to believe, continue to have faith, because everything is going to be all right. Thank you.
In the park on a Saturday morning.